Good morning. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He has. What a beautiful morning we have to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, and what a beautiful morning it is. It's great. We're going to start off with a few announcements. Next week we have Youth Sunday. So you guys are aware, it's a Youth Sunday where the youth group puts on the service, and then we will have a kind of like a fundraising meal afterwards to prepare us for our missions trip coming up in June, and different trips that we make in the summer, and different things that we do. So be prepared for that, and a great sermon by either three or four guys this next week. So it'll be awesome. No, it's not going to be 40 minutes each, just so you know. So you can show up. But we'll have that meal and just prepare yourselves for that. And then also on April 21st, there's a Lady Spring Tea. You guys can look through those details and figure out what there's also a sheet in the bulletin for that. And then for short-term missions funding, you guys can see that if you would like that. There's sheets out there in the foyer as well. And then graduation Sunday is April 28th. And if you guys know somebody that is graduating from college or high school or whatever, you guys can get those details filled out and get those to April as soon as you can. And then also, the Great Jungle Journey, VBS, is starting April 28th through the 31st. And there's sign-up sheets out there if you guys want to help. If you're like, I'm not sure if I want to help, but I want a shirt, and then I get you a shirt, then you automatically have to help. So sign up for a shirt so then I can put you where you want to be, okay? So, or where I want you to be. So that's we need that so we can get those ordered and get those on the way so we have them for that time. Are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from 2 Samuel 22, 2 through 4 and 47, sorry. And it says, he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you have saved me from violence. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be my God, the rock of my salvation. Now, usually we would have a hymn starting now, but since we didn't have church last week, we have the junior and primary departments with the palm branches, and we're going to do that now, so.
Lots of room in front. Come on down. Let's stand together and sing Christ Arose, 216 in your hymnal, 216, Christ Arose. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior. Seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor of the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. Arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Take a minute to greet somebody this Easter morning. Remember the old, he is risen. He is risen indeed.
Well, again, a happy Resurrection Sunday and a good Easter to each one of you. This is our opportunity as we bring prayer requests and praises before the congregation. Just a couple of updates that have worked their way to me. One, we've been praying for Miles Waring. He had surgery this past week, open heart surgery. He is doing wonderful and so good that he was able to be dismissed from the hospital on Friday, which is a huge answer to prayer. And so John and Liz have truly appreciated the prayers from the congregation. Also, an update, Daryl and Elaine Peterman, they had moved to Highmore. Well, they are now back in Miller. They're at Good Sam and seem to be doing quite well. They are adjusting, and so we pray for the adjustments, but they're grateful to be back in an area that they know people. I think Highmore was a little far away for them, so we're grateful for that. Also, June Ohm, she has been dealing with some severe back issues. She sees an orthopedic surgeon on the 9th of April. Pray for her. And then one given to me this morning from Sandy Sievertson, her daughter Kayla, had ear surgery this past Tuesday, and that didn't work as expected, so they had to redo the surgery on Friday. And she is dealing with the dizziness, and I know Marshall understands that completely. And so we will be praying for Kayla, definitely for the dizziness, but for the healing. And then one other community prayer request. On Tuesday mornings, a group of pastors and I meet together here. Pastor Glenn from Pleasant Valley, Pastor Will from the Baptist Church, Pastor Robert from the Presbyterian Church, and Father Paul, our Catholic priest in town. He has been dealing with some health struggles, and this past week, it is very likely that he has a cancerous tumor on his pancreas. And so, if you'll be praying for Father Paul. I know cancer is a very difficult news to get. Father Paul is a dear brother in Christ. I worked hard not to do that, but and he has been faithfully praying with us Protestants. He has crossed those denominational lines, and I know his hope is secure in Christ, but we will pray for healing for him. So with those requests, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we celebrate together the resurrection of our Savior, he has brought new life. That with his death and resurrection, his ascension, that his death paid for our sins. His resurrection proved that his sacrifice was accepted. Father, that he was the atoning sacrifice, that he accomplished what we could not. As the perfect Lamb of God, he came and he did indeed take away the sins of this world. And through his cross, we have the opportunity of a new relationship with you. Father, it is a gift that is extended to all of humanity. Father, I thank you that the good news can be preached wherever and preached here. Father, I pray for our time together as we remember, as we rejoice, as we reflect upon the horrific events of Friday, but the glorious revealing on Sunday. Thank you that we can celebrate once again together. And Father, for the requests of this congregation, for our community, we thank you that you hear, that you answer in your timing, and that it is because of this relationship that you, as our good Father, know our needs. Father, we lift up Miles and the Waring family, grateful for the news from his surgery, for the way you used the doctors. We continue to pray for the healing of his heart and predictivity of life. We thank you for John and Liz, and continue to wrap your loving arms around them through this time. Continue to heal Miles. Father, we lift up Daryl and Elaine, and grateful that they are back in Miller and doing well. We pray that you would help them with the adjustments and the change of life and just the opportunity and the social aspect of their schedule. Father, we pray for June and her back, that you would heal as the great physician using your miraculous touch and the physicians that you have given the wisdom and knowledge to. Father, we also pray for Kayla, that you would be healing her from this ear surgery, especially the dizziness, the pain, that you would provide comfort. Father, also I lift up Father Paul to you, and as he receives this news, Father, I pray that you as the great physician would heal. The diagnosis does not look good, but we know that you're greater than anything that is thrown at us. And ultimately, we all know we will find healing in one day. But Father, it's our desire that you would heal him on this earth. I thank you for the hope that he has in Christ, for the call on his life and the sacrifice he has made, that each day you would give him peace of mind and heart. For us as a congregation, we thank you for the ministry that you have entrusted to us. We thank you for our Sunday school department. Looking at all the children here this morning, we are indeed blessed. Father, I thank you for each of our teachers, for each one that invests in the lives of not only the young children, but also through our high school and through our adult classes. Father, I pray for the preparation for VBS, that you would be raising up leaders and helpers for our time in May. Father, we thank you for each of our students, those that are looking at graduating from high school. I pray that you would give them a special measure of wisdom and direction for where you are taking them in the future. Father, we thank you for the ministries around the world that we are a part of. We lift up each of our missionaries. May they, as they celebrate Easter Sunday, would truly sense that they are part of a greater work that goes beyond just here, but around the world. And for the offering we're about to receive from your people, just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Easter Sunday. Our God loves us so much. He loves us more than we will ever understand. When I think of God giving his only son, his one and only son, to die on a cross, a painful, painful death for sinners, I couldn't do that. My human flesh would not let me let Nathan, Justin, or Kyle die on a cross. But our God loves us so much, he did that for us, for sinners, for people that fail him, that don't walk with him, that don't serve him. But you know what? We serve a risen Savior this morning. And I want us to stand and sing and praise him and love him for who he is.
Hallelujah. sake you died. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. And the morning that you rose, all of heaven held its breath, till the stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, from the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored. And the Church of Christ was born, Spirit lit the flames. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me.
Philippians chapter 2. In looking at the ministry of Jesus, Paul says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not account equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Our next song, we have the opportunity of reminding ourselves of the ministry of Jesus, and in each facet of his coming, his death on the cross, his resurrection, there is impact on our lives today. And so we'll be singing together, Glorious Day.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be,
Praise team will sing. It will be new to us. Some of you may have heard it on the radio. But in setting the scene for that, looking at the end of the Bible into Revelation chapter 5, as the scene is in heaven, as the proclamation has gone out for who is worthy to take the scroll, Jesus steps forward, and this is what is said, as John records. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you've made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." That is the opportunity we have to sing together the praises of our Savior, holy forever.
Holy forever. forever.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with thankful hearts as we reflect on your love for us, the gift of your Son, and the reality that the tomb was empty on that first Easter morning. It's still empty, and we know that Jesus is alive. He is seated at your right hand. And because of your love for us and his willingness to obey your plan, that our sins have been forgiven, that death has been defeated, and that we know our eternity is secure. Thank you for the privilege that it is to come together and sing praises to you, to worship you. We pray that you would be with our time as we look into your word. Pray that we'd be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.